I am ECPW's light heavyweight champion, the international shining star Ray Kalitri, and you are now tuned in to one of my favorite podcasts, the BCP.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to a very special International Shining Star edition of the BCP. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy always goes beyond the extra mile. So happy to have him here live from Giza, Egypt. You could see the pyramids right now. That's right, the real pyramids in Egypt right now. The International Shining Star, the current reigning and defending ECPW light heavyweight champion and the number one contender for the TCW middleweight championship, our good friend, Mr. Ray Kalitri. Ray, thank you so much,
thank
man,
you.
For calling
Appreciate
from
it.
Egypt. How are you, man?
I'm calling from Egypt. I'm actually awesome, man. But I just want people to know, like I did in Mexico and in Puerto Rico, I want people to realize that this is not a green screen. Look,
no,
this, look,
no.
I can walk. Look.
Yeah,
I can walk. Look, you see, look, it's not a green screen, people. It's not a green screen,
guy,
right?
Don't go over the edge, right? We need you. We need you in good shape in a couple weeks, man.
No. I got it.
Dude, so much to talk about, man, dude. And thank you again for always making time for us, man. This is really extra mile. You were showing me the pyramid. You were showing me the Sphinx. Like, I didn't even know how to react. Like, I didn't even know how to process that. Like, I can't believe I'm actually looking at them. You're there in person. Like, what's that like for you?
Dude, first and foremost, before we even start, I just want to say thank you to you because not only do I go out of my way for you, you also make the time for me because I call you in ungodly hours and you're like half asleep and you're having coffee. And,
coffee.
We did it in Puerto Rico. We did it in Mexico. And now we're doing it in Egypt. And the time difference is always a little bit different from what we have back at home. But I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you and your production team for, for having me and putting it all together. So I appreciate
anytime,
you
man. For you, come on, man. For you, bro, come on, dude. I'm looking at the pyramids, man. But and thank you, man.
That's
no,
insane,
anytime, man. But what's this like for you, man?
Let me tell you something. This is one of the best experiences I've had as far as traveling. It's one of those things where when you're growing up and you're in school and you're reading about all this stuff, and as a kid, you're thinking to yourself, "Oh man, this it sounds like such a faraway world." And once you get here. And you just hear the history and the culture and the civilization how it was from before. It's just completely amazing to see these monuments, not only these, but everything else that they have in Luxor, as far as the Karnak Temple, the Luxor Temple, Valley of the Kings, the tomb of Hatshepsut, which she's one of like the famous queens of Egypt. To walk down those same roads that like queens and kings walked and you see like these big pillars and it's just, it's like all in one piece. And you think to yourself, like, how did these people carry this stuff around? So it's pretty cool and pretty surreal to be here. It's still one of those trips that it's like super amazing and once in a lifetime trip. So I'm very happy that I'm here.
It's amazing, man. It's like you said, like even some of those names you mentioned, was it Hatshepsut or whatever? Like I remember that from like sixth grade. So that's
Hatshepsut, yes.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. My buddy, he always loved Indiana Jones. Like Egypt is always on his bucket list, man. So when you mentioned that you were there, I thought of him, man. That's incredible. And I want to talk about last night. You sent me a video, which is very, very cool because you're meeting some of the locals, experiencing the culture. And I guess you had mentioned that you're a champion. They found out you're a champion. And there's this video of all these kids. If it's cool with you, I'll patch it in to the stream.
Yeah,
these kids are just kind of like swarming with like kind of all around you and like just kind of waving to the camera. And they like want to be near you because like you are a wrestling champion, man. I need people to see this video to experience it. But what was that like for you, man? That was so cool.
So the story behind that is I hired a private tour guide with me because I didn't want to do the whole commercial tour guides where they only give you like half the story. This guy, like, he's super awesome. His name is Kareem. He's located in Luxor. If anyone's ever in Egypt, he's from the West Bank, which is absolutely awesome. That's a little plug for him. I don't know if he's
shameless promo, all about it, please.
Yeah, shameless, all about it. Yeah. So he takes us like in his village, right? And I am with Soraya, right? And you see like this group of women just dancing, and you know, you have to remember you're in a very predominantly Muslim area. So she's like, oh, I want to get out. I want to go dance with them. And I'm like, what? So she's like, I'm like, all right, whatever. So I approach the group. And once I approach the group, remember, you know, it's all women. They just stop dancing. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't be here. So Soraya is like, oh, you know, just kick back a little bit, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So she starts doing her thing. Yeah. So I have a cool video of her. It's like she's dancing with all the locals. And then so my tour guide, Kareem, is talking to me. And then he tells one of the kids, you know, this is American champion from, you know, America, wrestler. And then he goes like that. Dude, what was that for? He said that. I had a swarm of like 50 kids around me. Oh, man, it was so good. It was so awesome. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was no. And again, I'll patch the video and I'll try to have it going during the stream, man. But it's so cool. Like, and even when you're like, they're all just like trying to take pictures of you and they're all waving. And then when you walk, you're like, thanks. And they're like all waving bye to you. I was just like, come on, man. What a moment.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
Man. That's wild, dude. It's so amazing. A couple other things. I'm living vicariously through you, like every time I talk to you.
Yes.
Tell me about this. You sent me this video. I guess you guys had dinner, but it was like, I don't know how they prepared it. Like they buried it. Was that? And it looked the food looked amazing.
Dude, again, my tour guide, Kareem, went above and beyond to make sure that we felt welcome. And he did all the right things. And I actually celebrated my birthday on Sunday. So I was actually
happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Dude, I had a live band. I had a belly dancer. They made a cake for me. And, you know, going back to the dinner that you're talking about. So they have this ancient way in Luxor for them to cook where they put all the firewood in a big pit. They let the wood get all steamed up and everything, and then they cover it up, and then like with the sand around it and stuff like that, it heats up the food like to like perfection. One of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life.
I bet, man.
Dude, so awesome, man. So awesome.
That's amazing, man. You're experiencing the culture. You're seeing the sights. Yeah. And I think you mentioned to me briefly, because again, like, I can't believe I'm looking at the pyramids right now. I'm like, oh, are you going to get down there? You're going to get to see the Sphinx. Like, I think you said Saturday, what, you're going to go quadding at some point, man. What do you got coming up?
Oh, yeah. So Saturday I have this tour guide up, lined up, I should say. It involves quadding in the desert right behind the pyramids.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have a camel ride, lunch, and a tour guide of the pyramids to give me, you know, the history behind it and the fun facts and stuff like that, which I'm so psyched and I'm looking forward to it.
That's so good to hear, man. Real quick, just obviously, sure. I mean, it's hard to top the pyramids and all that kind of stuff. But I saw also some of these pictures that you had sent, these like almost like these columns, or I don't know, some of these like great works of architecture, great works of carvings and art and all that kind of stuff. Like, what other kind of things have you seen besides the pyramids over there?
So I saw the Temple of Luxor, and again, these are all temples for kings and like King Ramses II, and like I said, Hatshepsut, and you know, King Tut. I saw King Tut's tomb the other day.
Really? That's wild. Dude,
it was mind blowing. You see all this stuff is just, and the story that he says behind it on how they discovered King Tut's tomb by mistake, because like the donkey put his foot on the ground and it created a hole, and that's how they ended up finding that tomb. It was amazing. Yeah, dude, it was amazing. We went to the Valley of the Kings, where they have predominantly a lot of, I think he told us over 70 tombs discovered so far, and they're still excavating.
Wow.
We went to Valley of the Nobles. We went to Karnak Temple, which is awesome too. That was awesome. We went to, what was the other one?
You're everywhere, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm all over the place. Yeah.
That's good. Dude, that's amazing to hear, man. And I'll ask you this one, man. You know, obviously we were talking, and you kind of stepped away because I think you're just living life, right? And I always say, Ray Kalitri is always like, oh, I'm like, can I trade lives with you, man? Because like, you're always living your best life. Obviously, you stepped away, I think, from social media. I think you were saying to me the other day, was that just to kind of get out, you know, kind of get away from that. I know some people do that for mental health reasons. Some people just want to kind of just take in real life because you're outdoors, like with the pyramids right now. Like, I totally get it. Like, why the decision to kind of pull out of social media for a little bit?
All right. So to me, I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Have you ever heard of Sober October?
Sober. Yeah, I've heard like different variations of stuff like that. Okay.
So Sober October is usually when people who smoke and drink, they take a month break of October and they don't smoke and they don't drink just to like restart their system or whatever the case is. So I don't really drink like that and I don't smoke. So I said, so why not do a Sober October with social media? Right.
Yeah.
Let me see how it goes. Just let me try it. Let me see what happens. So I actually, like my last post was like October 1st or something like that. And I was like, you know what? November rolled around, the 1st of November. I was like, you know what? I'll come back on my birthday. So that was 5 weeks or 5.5 weeks in or whatever it is. And it was amazing. People still, you know, everyone reached out to me, making sure that I was all right and stuff like that, which I was. Everything is all good.
Yeah,
all perfect. I actually, between October, I wrestled three separate shows. I completed my third Spartan race. And as you can see, I'm here in Egypt. So it's all good, man.
What's the secret? And we'll definitely have a more in-depth conversation, man. Well, I'll over a beer one time, but what's the secret, bro? Because I told you, I've been through some stuff. I know you've been through some stuff. We all have, you know, at this point, we all got our baggage. We all got our stuff, man. But you, man, like, I look at you, man, and you were just living your best life, man. You know, you're rolling in that Maserati. You got your girl, man. The pyramids are behind you, for crying out loud. I mean, what changed, man? Like, how do you overcome adversity or speed bumps in the road, man? Like, how did you become like Ray Kalitri, living your best life? I know it's a lot of hard work, man.
Right. Man, it's going to sound easier than it is, because everyone's going to be like, oh, well, how can you do that if you know, you're not thinking about stuff, whatever. But you know, in life, to me personally, you either do or you don't. There's no in between. So if you do, like, for example, if you want to get here, you have to make a list. And within that list come sacrifices. And sacrifices means, hey, listen, I can't attend that basketball game. It's going to cost me $300 because I have to save the money to come here. Like, you know what I mean? But that, and that's just anything in general. Like, let's say you want to be in better shape. Okay, so I want to be in better shape. This is what I have to do. Eat my vegetables, drink plenty of water, exercise daily, go to bed at a decent time. So guess what? Now you can no longer have your popcorn, all that stuff that you be putting on your social media with your little part. Now I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
No, you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong.
Yeah. So whatever it is that you want to acquire in life, whatever it is that you want to try to overcome, you just make a list. And another thing is, a lot of people, I speak about this a lot to my friends personally, aside from wrestling and everything. Anything that you want in life, you can't think to yourself, oh, I want a $1 million house. Because now, guess what? Now when you only make it $200 a week, the $1 million house becomes unattainable, unreachable. And then you start getting frustrated. And then guess what? Now you start veering off your path or your course, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a lot of micro goals. Micro goals has gotten me to where I am today. I'm going to give you a small example. I don't want to dwell too much in my personal life, but 3 years ago, my credit score, you know, which is, credit is everything in this world, right?
Sure.
Credit score was shot. You know, I had all this stuff going on. So I had to make a list off the credit bureaus, and then I had to start, okay, let's prioritize what's most important here. Let's start, you know, scratching everything off. It took me a lot of hard work, but now I'm like a 800 credit score or whatever, like, you know, but that's just the example that I give to everyone, is do the micro goals, because with the micro goals, it'll be easier and you won't get frustrated, because everyone thinks that there's a magic pill. Everyone thinks that there's a magic pill to like work out and okay, boom, you got muscles. No, you gotta eat right. And you know, all this other stuff. And you know, you just take it in a little bit at a time. And I promise you, consistency, and you continue to show up and you continue to do the work, eventually it's going to pay itself off.
Very well said, man. And I appreciate you sharing that, all that, man. I really look up to you guys, man. You know, there's a couple wrestlers, and that includes you, sir, that I really look up to, man. And, you know, you're living life to the fullest, man. I know you've overcome some things, man. So I appreciate you sharing that for sure, man. But should we get down to a little wrestling talk right now?
I'm always here for the business.
All right, my man. Number one contender for the Titan Championship Wrestling Middleweight Championship, I'm okay with this choice. I think management made a very good decision here. Recon finally beating Nikos Rikos to become the TCW middleweight champion. Stellar match, that 2 out of 3 falls match. Stellar rivalry. But right now, this could be, and no disrespect to Mr. Recon. We love Mr. Recon. But this could be a very short title reign because, Mr. Caligiuri, you are no stranger to gold around the waist anywhere you go. Obviously, have AJ Pan in your corner. Your thoughts on being the number one contender for the Titan Championship Wrestling Middleweight Championship?
So here's the thing. I am hot on Recon's heels. He feels it. He knows it. I'm pretty sure he's thinking about it, especially when we're a week and a half away from our big match at Mount Olympus. Shameless plug. There you go, right?
Love my guy.
but in all reality, there's a difference between me and Rick. Rick wants to be champion. I need to be champion. You know the difference between need and want? Like, you need to breathe air. You need to drink water. You need to eat. And instead of you wanting to eat, there's a difference. And I need to be champion just for the simple fact that I'm addicted to the limelight. This is no stranger to anybody. This is no stranger. Yeah. Anybody that knows me, anyone who sees my social media, they know I'm all about the glitz and the glam. I'm addicted to the limelight. I'm addicted to the fame, what it brings, the women, the cars, the extra money, you know, the extra shows, whatever it is, extra trips. I'm addicted to all of that. And the problem is that Rick has something that I want. And coming up in Mount Olympus, me and AJ, we have a plan. And okay, Rick, listen, you know what? Congratulations to you on winning. And yes, you're going to say, oh, but I beat you 4 months ago, whatever the case is. I was this close to beating this close. But of course, miscalculated step on my behalf, which is fine. But you have something I want, my friend. And I'm going to do anything it takes to be your new TCW middleweight champion at Mount Olympus.
That's it, man. And you know what? I wouldn't hate it if you jumped in that Rumble, maybe at the end too, maybe get a number one contender shot at the heavyweight championship as well.
Steve Mack got something I want. You know, Steve Mack. Steve, I know you're watching. I saw the other day you praised me on social media. Thank you so much. But the thing is, I need gold around this waist. I need gold with AJ Pan. We came in. That's the first thing that we said. We came here for the championships. No, nothing else. And we're that close. Rather, Steve Mack, Rick Rica, whoever it is.
I love that, man. There's a sound bite right there, man. I love it. And I'm going to say this. We got Steve Monster Mack coming on the show next week before the Titan show on the 20th, man. I think he's a Ray Caligiuri guy. I don't think he'll ever admit it. I think he's a Ray Caligiuri guy for sure, man. He likes that fashion. That's what it is, man.
He likes the Burberry watch. Look, that's a $2,000 watch right there. That's a Burberry watch.
My guy. And here's one I was kind of thinking about. So we just had the Goddesses show the past weekend. Yeah. And at the end of the show, you know, Riley and Vicky have had their feud going back and forth. Riley attacked a fan. It was crazy at the end. It was very wild. And out of nowhere, AJ Pan comes up and kind of calms Riley down and kind of walks out with Riley, almost like he's recruiting Riley Shepard. Obviously, I know AJ has his attention mostly focused on you. Your thoughts on AJ maybe bringing someone else in or focusing his attention elsewhere? Any thoughts on that?
So I have spoken to AJ about it. I did see the clip. I know exactly what's going on. And the only thing I will say to you is you have to tune in to find out.
Really? Okay. Well, you know what? I like this, though. I like that you're like, yep, Rob, I'm on top of it. I know what's going on. Like, I shouldn't have even asked the question, man.
Hey, just because I'm in Egypt doesn't mean I'm not connected. You know what I mean?
This guy, of course, man. I never even should have questioned it, but great answer, man. He always has a plan, like you said earlier. So this will be interesting.
Always have a
shameless
plan.
Promo. Yep. Tickets available now. Titan-championipwrestling.com. I want to ask you this, Mr. Ray Caligiuri. Sure. You always call from Puerto Rico, Mexico, wherever you are now, Egypt, which again is still blowing my mind right now. Where
this is amazing.
Is it? Well, I guess there's probably no wrestling there in any form or fashion that
there actually is. There is.
Is there?
There is.
Really? Yeah,
it's called a pro wrestling organization. I'm actually supposed to be linking up with the head guy on Friday. And hopefully, you know, hey, little surprise, maybe, you know, little something, you know, just again, yeah, you have to tune in to find out.
I was going to say gear in the car, but gear in the hotel, I guess, man. You never know.
Hey, never leave home without it. If you're a wrestler, that's the number one rule.
That's it, man. Where it's so amazing because you always give that advice to everyone. You're like, hey, like there's not just like these spots, like go travel, explore, man. Like even you're on vacation in Egypt, but you're like, you know what? I have a meeting. I'm networking. There is actually wrestling here, man. That's what I love about you, man. You're always hustling.
Yes.
Where's somewhere that you'd like to go? Kind of a two-part, or somewhere you'd like to go that you haven't been yet, because Egypt is going to be hard to top, man. That's amazing. And then somewhere you'd like to wrestle where you haven't wrestled.
All right. So as far as visiting, I would love to visit either Greece or Spain.
Ooh, okay.
And I think one of those is coming up for the next year. We'll see what happens with the whole flying restrictions and everything as far as that goes. And as far as wrestling, I would absolutely love to wrestle in Japan one time. All I need is one time. Just give me the, you know, give me that Japanese crowd that they love wrestling so much and they respect wrestlers so much. If I could have that, cause you know, I already had Mexico this year twice. Yes. And I already wrestled in my, home island, Puerto Rico. So those were awesome experiences, but I would absolutely love to, experience, Japan.
That, yes, that's right. You mentioned that before. That's right. That's amazing, man. Very cool. So I'll ask you this one. There's been, again, shameless promo, but there has been talks of tag team belts for some time coming to Titan. I know you got your group. I know you got your guys or whatever. But you can only pick one, or maybe it's an oddball choice here. Maybe it's someone I'm not expecting. Again, no stranger to gold, always chasing the gold. This guy always gold around the waist, both shoulders, whatever it is. Who would you want to tag with when TCW does eventually have that tag team title competition tournament, whatever it is, man? If you could choose a partner, who would it be from any promotion?
Joey Ace, without even thinking about it.
Done. I'm seeing him Saturday. Yeah. Man.
Oh, are you? Oh, he's awesome, man. I love that guy. One of my best friends, you know, part of the Good Poppy's crew. And the click and all that stuff that you want to call it. And we stay in contact continuously, or, you know, throughout, you know, like we're brothers, like we'll just text each other what's going on. And I'm texting him about all this stuff here too. And he's like, oh, I want to see more pictures. I want to see this. I want to see that. But inside the ring, I would absolutely hands down pick that guy to be my partner.
I love that. That's a great answer, man. I'll be seeing him Saturday, Intergender Warfare. He's teamed with Genocide versus Deonna Purrazzo and Steve Macklin, I believe. So shameless promo for that, but it'll be good to see shameless him. I've actually never met him. So I'm cool with Ray, man. So hopefully he'll be nice to me.
Love it, man. Nah, he's a good dude. I'll put in a good word for you. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, man. You always do, man. I told you, like, sometimes it's hard. You know, I'm calling matches, man, and depending on what's going on, man. And I'm a Ray Kalitri guy. What can I say, man? You know, I gotta be impartial. I gotta be impartial, man. You always give me great advice, man. But I'll ask you this, the cliche one. I always ask you this one, Ray, but
Sure.
Think like times are changing. The world is opening up a little bit more. We're getting back to full capacity crowds, indoor events. You know, the major organizations are traveling around the nation. The arenas are getting filled again. The stadiums are getting filled again. The goals for you, I know you said you want to go to Japan. The goals for you right now, that things are changing a little bit more. You're all over the place moving forward just in terms of wrestling. The goals for you right now.
The goals for me right now.
In terms of wrestling, moving forward,
Mount Olympus become middleweight champion.
Well, that's what's right in front of you.
That's the
micro goals.
Focus goal.
Micro goals.
Exactly. We're talking about that. The micro goals. No, but seriously, just to continue working, continue getting better, continue improving in my craft, continue networking with people, because I have no problem networking with anyone, as you know. I could talk to anybody and everybody about anything. So, cause you know, I am well traveled, so I do have good stories. But no, just you know, start getting out to these bigger promotions or bigger, stages, as you would say, and just see if they have anything available for me, if they could use a guy like me, you know, the international shining star who drives a Maserati and dresses in Briani suits and has the hot girl and travels all over the world. You know how it is. So, those are the goals going forward. But then again, like I told you earlier, I don't really put my focus on the bigger promotions, because then I get frustrated. And when you get frustrated, you're not having fun. And when you're not having fun, people don't want to work with you, and you know, people won't bring you in and then put you in programs and put you, you know, in main storylines and all that other stuff. So I, again, to me personally, I just do micro goals. I know it sounds cliche or corny or whatever people want to say, but that's what it is to me. I know a lot of wrestlers who'll be like, oh, well, you know, if I don't make it at 35 to WWE or whatever the case is, then, you know, it all sucks or whatever. No, dude, it doesn't suck. It's just your mentality sucks. You know, you're meeting new people. You're creating stories. You're creating memories. You have all of this footage. Just continue to have fun, because when you have fun, it's easy. It doesn't become a job. When you're miserable and you're mad because you're not at a certain spot that you're supposed to be in, that's when it becomes a drag to you, and you're like, oh, I gotta go wrestle here, I gotta go wrestle there, I gotta work this guy, I already worked this guy 10 times, oh my god. But no, man, you just continue having fun and the rest will fall into place. That's the way I see it.
I love it, Mr. Caliche. And dude, thank you as always for making a few minutes for us, man. I know you're on vacation, man. The fact that you always make time for us, it means the world. And I took a lot from what you said, the micro goals, man. I'm going to remember that, man. Micro goals.
Very well said, man. It's the best.
Yeah,
dude. Best thing you could do for yourself and anyone who's watching, whatever the case, you know, if you want to save $1,000, one of the biggest examples I usually give people is, you know, I'm a numbers guy. Aside from wrestling, I'm a numbers guy. I'm a finance guy, all the other stuff, whatever. People want to save money, but people don't know how to save money, right?
Yeah.
But even if you save, you know, I don't know, let's just say $50 a week. Because let's be honest, you spend more than $50 a week on eating out or going out to the movie theater or whatever the case is. If you cut some of that stuff off, right? By the end of the year, you have close to $3,000 put away, man. But people don't see it that way, because people, again, when you look at the number, let's just say 3,000, you're like, oh my God, that number is so, if your account is in zero, and let's say you're starting, right? Your account zero starting, right. And you're looking at 3,000, you're like, oh man, that's so unattainable. But if you put $40-$50 away a week, by the end of the year, you have that put away. You didn't even look at it. You didn't even think about it.
Yeah, but, I like that, man. No, I'm taking a lot from this conversation, man. That's always love talking to you, man. One day we'll trade lives. But Mr. Caliche, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Let's get that shameless promo in, because you know I'm all about it. Tell everyone where they can get the merch from you at shows, where they can follow you on social media. I love that hat, by the way. Thank you again, man. It's amazing.
Oh, yes. You're welcome. Of course. Absolutely. Social media. Well, right now you can find me in Egypt. If you are in Egypt and you are in Giza, you can find me over here. I'll be here for the next 4 days.
This guy.
And I'll head back to the States. But no, Instagram, PAP1 Fresh. It is Poppy Fresh on Instagram. Facebook, Ray Caliche. YouTube, Ray Caliche. Twitter, Caliche Ray. I'm still trying to find the guy who has Ray Caliche so he can sell me the handle.
Let's go.
If you know that guy, send him my way. Merch. I actually have new merch coming in. Should be there by the time I get back home, and it should be available for the new Titan show coming up. For my Olympus Titan show coming up. Awesome. But yeah, that's all I got.
No, that's great. It's some good stuff, Mr. Caliche. Go enjoy yourself, man. Thank you for always making time for us, man. Continue success, safe travels. I'll see you in a couple weeks, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, bro.
You got it. And as always, I'll see you at the next destination.
Can't wait, man. Yeah, we'll see where that is. I can't wait. And like we always say here on PCP, oh man, oh, he's got something else.
Let me show the people so they can have a perspective of
what's
going on here.
Yes, we're getting the real deal here. That's amazing, dude. So you got the pyramids right there. The Sphinx is in there too. That's wild.
Yeah, I'll zoom in on the Sphinx right now.
Yeah, you can see it. Yeah,
it's the left
there a little bit. Yeah, you
can kind of
see the
head.
Yeah, right there. Crazy. That's what, and you're going to be down there in a couple days, man. Ray Caliche, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my gosh, we're trading lives one day. You know, I'm just going to roll with you one day. That's what's going to happen.
Sure, roll with me. I'll pick you up in the Maserati.
Oh, dude, that's bucket list. I seriously don't know if I'm worthy of that, man. But I'll take you up on that, bro. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, Mr. Caliche. Appreciate
you. Got it. As always, I'll see you soon.
All right. And like we always say here on the VCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace. Micro goals, people. Micro goals.